AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden delivers a somber yet hopeful speech about the pandemic.
President Biden, the consoler-in-chief, noted nearly 530,000 lives lost and says everyone in America lost something in the past year.
The first date, the family reunions, the Sunday night rituals.
In his primetime speech, the president says the U.S. has contracts for enough vaccine doses that every American should be eligible by May 1st, with a goal of small gatherings being safe by the 4th of July.
If we don't stay vigilant and the conditions change, then we may have to reinstate restrictions.
He says he hopes the country can unite once the pandemic is ended.
Bound together by the hope and the possibilities the days in front of us.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
The president adding it will take a coordinated effort by everyone in the nation to end the pandemic.
There is hope and light of better days ahead. If we all do our part, this country will be vaccinated soon. Our economy will be on the mend. Our kids will be back in school. And we'll have proven once again that this country can do anything.
A lawyer for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says after a woman staffer who alleged he groped her declined to press charges, she went to the police. At least 121 state legislators, including 59 Democrats, are demanding Cuomo's resignation. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio agrees.
It is absolutely unacceptable. It is disgusting to me. And he can no longer serve as governor.
Cuomo says he is not going to resign. Most water customers in Jackson, Mississippi have service again, but thousands will remain under a boil notice until next week. City lost service during the winter storm that hit more than 3 weeks ago. This is AP News. A second federal judge rules that the federal eviction moratorium is unconstitutional.
A federal judge in Ohio has ruled the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention didn't have the authority to issue a nationwide moratorium on rental evictions last year. In his ruling, U.S. District Judge J. Philip Calabrese said the CDC went beyond what the Federal Public Health Service Act allows. It was the second such ruling in less than a month. In late February, U.S. District Judge J. Campbell Barker in the Eastern District of Texas ruled the moratorium was unconstitutional. The Justice Department is appealing Barker's order. The CDC eviction moratorium was signed by President Donald Trump in September. President Joe Biden extended the moratorium through March 31st. I'm Mike Rossia.
A major advertiser at Teen Vogue, Ulta Beauty, pauses ad spending at the publication amid an outcry over anti-Asian tweets by new editor-in-chief Alexi McCammon. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.